Welcome to part two of our interview with Craig Balding. A security practitioner at a Fortune 500 company on the benefits of cloud computing for application development. In this segment, Craig discusses cloud computing's impact on agile development practices such as software testing and e-commerce. So let's start with, if programmers are creating applications that run on the cloud, are they able to work faster, perhaps facilitating agile development practices in order to meet customer and user requirements?
Yeah, I think it depends on the needs of the development. Certainly, if we're talking agile development, one of the key features is having the rapid feedback and from customers. And one of the challenges there is if the customer's sitting outside your firewall, you have to set up, you have to go through the process of getting them able to either see a server that you're running on the outside, or obviously allowing them a connection into your private network. So just that kind of setup time, especially in large organizations where that's not always as fast as it could be, I think that's definitely kind of slows things down. So I think if you're actually doing your development in the cloud, then you don't have that issue because you control the firewall basically that's on the cloud host. One thing I should say is just to clarify the difference between infrastructure as a service, which is what Amazon offers, where essentially you have virtual machines and you build them or you use one of their pre-built ones, or you use something like Google App Engine, which is much higher level. Google App Engine is only going to be suitable if you want to do things in a more Google-like way. They've decided, the programming languages and everything else. They provide the tools. So if you just want to get up and running, it's useful. But I think for sort of serious software development in the classic sense, I think that having the flexibility of infrastructure as a service is going to be a lot more valuable. As far as working faster, if you're not working faster in the cloud in the sense of, long-running tasks, then you're not leveraging the benefits of it. I mean, that is really what the cloud is all about. It's being able to get that resource on demand. We struggle to do it internally within companies because there simply isn't unlimited resource. And it's really only down to the kind of predictive skills of the cloud providers who can, make sure there's enough resource for the right people and they can handle spikes. That's possible. So I think working faster, definitely. If you have intensive compute tasks, if you have long build cycles, long test jobs, whatever, it should be faster in the cloud as long as you're willing to pay for it.
How can cloud computing help websites or web applications, particularly retail or e-commerce websites?
Well, I think this has been the proving ground, really, for cloud computing. I mean, cloud computing is still relatively new, so it still needs to, fully prove itself, but I think the number of startups that have been able to leverage cloud computing has kind of demonstrated that the website / web application is the classic cloud computing example right now because it's customer facing, so it gets attention, and so the cloud providers can point to some of their success stories where startups have managed to ramp up very quickly, particularly where an application has gone sort of viral, being able to scale up very quickly, handling, thousands and thousands of new signups, every hour is something that you just can't normally do unless you've spent an awful lot of money on sort of bulletproof hosting. So with the cloud, that's within your grasp. So I think that it's particularly good for startups, but websites, web applications, that right now is the sweet spot beyond, classic computational tasks.
Now let's talk about software testing. Faster software testing is also necessary with agile software development. Can cloud computing help with this, say help speed up the testing process?
Yeah, in my view, yes, it should be able to because, you can have parallel testing with multiple environments. You can choose a virtual environment that suits the application processing requirements, and you can customize that. So because you can spin up, these virtual machines when you need them, there's absolutely no reason why you can't perform greater scalability testing. So instead of not knowing at what point your application is likely to break simply because it's overwhelmed. With the cloud, you can actually prove that. So I think what it does is it kind of it takes away some of the guesswork and enables you to see, you know, which parts of your application perhaps you need to re-engineer in order to scale up to, you know, the level that's required for it.
All right. What are some other benefits to such testing services?
I would probably say that it's really just the scalability. I don't know of any environment apart from, you know, three-letter agencies where they have more silicon than anybody else does. You know, simply being able to scale up, being able to, you know, it's a web services interface typically, so being able to automate how you do the provisioning, I think is, you know, is really helpful. And, you know, the programmers that I know tend to prefer to kind of script their environments. So I think that, again, it's very good for that. I'd say that's probably the biggest thing.
Thanks for listening to part two of our three-part interview with Craig Balding. Be sure to check out our third and final segment, where Craig and I discuss security aspects of cloud computing.